Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama and his Cuban counterpart hold historic talks. The president is back in Washington following a historic face-to-face meeting with Cuba's President Raul Castro. Mr. Obama's highly anticipated meeting with Mr. Castro on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama was the first formal one between leaders of the two nations in more than a half century. Republican leaders continue to criticize Mr. Obama's preliminary agreement to restrain Iran's nuclear development program. Former presidential candidates Mitt Romney and John McCain appeared on U.S. television news shows Sunday, voicing their dissatisfaction that the framework agreement is being viewed differently by Iran. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry defended the framework agreement.
And I think people need to hold their fire, let us negotiate without interference, and be able to complete the job over the course of the next 2.5 months.
Secretary Kerry says he will brief lawmakers over the next 2 days as part of the Obama administration's effort to beat back a move among lawmakers to require congressional approval to ease sanctions on Iran. Secretary Kerry and five European counterparts are welcoming today's resumption of UN-sponsored peace talks for Libya. In a joint statement, they strongly urged all parties to negotiate in good faith, form a national unity government, and work for an unconditional ceasefire. The talks, mediated by UN Special Representative Bernardino León and involving representatives of Libya's two rival governments, are to take place today in Algeria and Morocco on Wednesday. They are aimed at ending the chaos that's gripped Libya since Muammar Gaddafi was ousted back in 2011. This is VOA News. In Nigeria, the Election Commission says the party of President-elect Muhammadu Buhari maintained power in the Lagos state governorship following his stunning election victory over President Goodluck Jonathan last month. Regional voting was extended in several states following violence in which at least 9 people were killed Saturday and allegations of voting irregularities. The sound of an exploding transformer caused a stampede that ended in the death of one student at a Kenya university Sunday. More than 100 students were injured at the University of Nairobi's Kikuyu campus. Nervous students thought the site was under attack by Al-Shabaab militants, who massacred 148 people at Kenya's Garissa University College earlier this month. It's official. After months of speculation, former First Lady, U.S. Senator, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will run for president in 2016. Mrs. Clinton made her long-awaited announcement Sunday in an online video posted on social media, promising to work for the middle class. Mrs. Clinton is the first Democrat to formally announce her candidacy to succeed President Obama, who defeated her in the 2008 Democratic primaries. Turkey's prime minister is strongly criticizing Pope Francis for describing the 1915 mass killing of Armenians as genocide. Ankara has recalled its ambassador from the Vatican. Dorian Jones has details.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu condemned Pope Francis for his comments Sunday, in which he described the 1915 mass killing of Armenians by Turkey's then Ottoman rulers as genocide. Mr. Davutoğlu called those comments one-sided.
Bu acıları tek taraflı olarak okumak.
He said to read these sorrows in a one-sided way is inappropriate for a pope and the authority that he holds. Ankara argues that the number of Armenians claimed to be killed is exaggerated and that those who died did so during a civil war. The Pope made his comments during a special mass in St. Peter's Basilica to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the killings, with Armenian spiritual leaders in attendance. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Saudi Arabia Sunday rejected Iran's demand that it end its aerial bombardment of Tehran-allied Houthi Shiite insurgents in neighboring Yemen. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said last week the airstrikes launched by the Riyadh-led coalition were a crime and genocide. Saudi Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal says his country is trying to help Yemen's legitimate authority and restore its government. American golfer Jordan Spieth won the Masters Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. Only 21 years old, Spieth set a number of records in winning his first major championship, finishing up with a record-tying 18-under par 270, 4 shots ahead of American Phil Mickelson and South Africa's Justin Rose. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.